All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code, ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Are you still faithful this morning? I'm sure you are if you're here, and I want to say thank you for taking the time just to be with us as we got to talk through these issues, right? Like, nobody likes the sit down at the dinner table conversation where the mom or the wife or the dad or whomever, it's like, we got to talk. Yeah, that's where we are now. The 49ers are in this very weird spot, very weird situation where, man, who the hell is this team? Every single team always takes on a new identity. And, you know, especially like, you know, high school coaching, college, whatever, the rosters change. And not everybody that's been here, you know, are still with us. And you got a lot of new faces, the draft every year, free agency, things change. Teams change. Who is this team? And, you know, if you watched the yesterday show right after the game, you know, this is one of the things I brought up. I was like, I don't know who the hell this team is. I don't know what their identity is. I don't know where they hang their hat. Well, I didn't know any of those things. Well, we did that show before the press conferences even started. And then once the show was over, then we go start cutting up the clips. Thanks, Juan Salas. Thanks, Eric Meisner. The best of the biz. They started talking about the same thing. So it wasn't just a 49ers Rush thing, which this is episode 1234. 1234. That is what's up. Appreciate all those who have been with us. But I want to talk about this. And I want this to be the theme, kind of the start of the show. And then we're going to take it a bunch of weird places. I've got a bunch of topics that I really, really want to dive into, way more than I want to. And with it being such a short week, my whole schedule is a mess. I was going to let everybody know that. I am a disaster. The homeschooling thing, it's going. But with the short Thursday week, plus we're flying out Wednesday morning to go get set up for our events up in Seattle. If you go to Seattle, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We got the Wednesday event starting at 5 p.m. And then we got our Thursday tailgate before the stadium started at 1 p.m. Hopefully you guys come out with us. Tickets available, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. But there's no John and Wayne show this week. There's no coach approach, that's not taking place either, just because we got to get all these things done. I've been just stuck in the film room all morning, already finished the first and second half offensive breakdowns. Those are loaded on Patreon. I already did the special teams. That's not loaded. That's loaded on YouTube currently. So I want to focus more on offense today, defense tomorrow. That's kind of the goal. I'm sure we'll get off topic. That's just kind of what we do. But I do want to say thank you again to everybody that took time to be with us, because it's frustrating right now. Hugo, thank you guys. Phil, Captain, my man, you are the best. What's up? We got Nick Nice, Bobo, still in there. He's got a headache. Oh, we got the hashtag fire Kyle. We are not going to fire Kyle Shanahan. Hey, Mark. Hey, Josh. Appreciate you guys. Glad you are here. And yeah, I hate this too. The 49ers have put themselves in a very, very, very difficult situation. And now you got to kind of claw out of it. And maybe that's where they find their identity. You got to go into the depths and despair of who you are as a person in a team. And it's through trials and tribulations that you figure out what type of man you are. I think that is huge. Bobo, he says, you know, I'm always faithful and I'll always be pissed when we lose, especially when we should have won. That is the 100% spot on correct answer. What's up, Daniel? How we doing, man? We always start slow. It seems to be the way. That is true. 49ers start slow recently. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Dave, always faithful, mad, sad, confused, still faithful. That don't change, baby. That don't change. Bobo says, restore my belief in this team, John. Give me hope. I'm going to try. I don't think, after watching the offensive tape, I don't think I'm going to be able to be the one. I am not Obi-Wan Kenobi, the only hope today. That offensive tape sucked. It's maybe the first time I've ever walked away from again, I did every single offensive play today. Brock Purdy was bad. Brock Purdy was really bad. He missed so many throws, could not let go of the ball. Not that the whole thing was Brock's fault. I don't think that at all. But Brock has been so good since he's been here. Brock has been elite since he's been here. I want to be honest with you. This was by far. I want to look up this real quick. Career games. I wonder, can I filter this? I don't think it's going to let me do it. Here we go. Yeah, if I filter this by the rating from starts, yeah, it's that bad. Third worst game of his career. The Baltimore game last year, the Cleveland game last year, this game. So just by passer rating. Third worst game he has ever had as a starter. It felt like that. It was funny when I was breaking down tape. I was like, man, it's weird. I haven't really felt like we've lost games because of Brock in the past. And I even said, I was like, maybe Cleveland last year. I didn't say Baltimore. But yeah, his three worst games. Baltimore, at Cleveland last year, Arizona. Didn't eclipse 20 points in any of those. I know we had 23 points, but 10 of those were from the defense and the special teams group. We only put up 13 points. The Minnesota game this year, that's his fourth worst game. Like, yikes. Ooh, rough. R-U-F-F. So, of all of his games, third worst game as a quarterback, and I think that the tape fits that. I really, really do. Moon Man. Yo, John, did you see how the defense didn't know simulated pressure, no disguising anything? They just went cover three schemes. Yeah, it was so simple. We were confused nonstop. Jake Brendel sucks. I cannot sit idly by and just allow people not to talk about how bad he is. And yeah, you could make the post, oh, Jake Brendel wasn't terrible and Jake Brendel was better than he has been. Those are accurate statements. He is awful. And you go to the last play of the game offensively. You got four pass rushers to your right. You got three pass rushers to the left. What side should the center go to? To the four guys? To the three guys? Well, if you guessed he went to the three guys, you would be correct. Did you also guess that there's going to be a free blitzer off the right? Yeah, you would also be correct because he went the wrong way. He gave the wrong call. That's a very easy. Our quarterbacks don't make the call in the Shanahan scheme. The offensive linemen do. Brendel did that several times in the game. Several times in the game. Would that change it? Probably not. But, I mean, come on, man. Like, this is pretty simple. Four or three, where should we go? Let's go to the three side. So we double team. You know, the quote after the game was Kyle Shanahan was like, oh, yeah, they brought more people than we could block. Wrong. They brought six. We had six. But instead of everybody blocking one, you had Aaron Banks and Jake Brendel double teaming one and a free guy coming off the right. And again, on that play, you know, not the summary of the game. If that play goes differently, do the 49ers win? Probably not. But you had Jake Brendel, horrible line call. You had Brock Purdy hold on the ball way too much. You had Brandon Ayuk get locked up in man coverage on one of the most important plays. And you had Colton McKivitz kick out whenever he should have picked up the immediate rusher and not kicked out. But the call was wrong from Jake Brendel on the start. So you get all those mistakes. That's huge. So, yeah, you are correct. I mean, it was so simple. Yeah, we didn't even know what we were doing. I don't even know if you're talking about what their defense was or our defense. It was just correct the whole time. The whole time. Josh, we play like teams are scared of us. They are not. They are not. Dude, Cardinals wanted this game way more than us. Rams wanted this game way more than us. And again, you know, I'm team run the football. I always have been team run the football. Like, back in my playing days, coaching, I was a fullback, man. I was a fullback and a defensive tackle. That's who I was. You run the football. That's just what you do. The 49ers don't run the football anymore. We really don't. We used to. Not anymore. And, hey, George Kittle, real quick, what happens when we don't run the football?
And us being a one-dimensional football team isn't very good.
There you go. When you're just pass-happy all the time, bad things happen. Now, I understand. I completely understand. Jordan Mason fumbled the ball. Does that discount the entire run, whatever? Well, okay, let's dive into this. I'm already way off the rails. I haven't even talked about the identity yet. We're going to push that back just a little bit, but that's okay. I want to talk about this. Because if teams are scared, if you want teams to be scared of you, you punch them in the face. That's what you got to do. 49ers can't do that. Now, here is the fumble play. So let's start with the negative, okay? Jordan Mason fumbled the ball, changed the course of the game. One of the worst plays I have seen from so many different people. Here's Shanahan talking about the fumble play.
Yeah, and I'm never thinking that we're going to fumble. But, you know, we had one last week that we were able to recover, and we got one this week. He was, you know, he didn't have any look on the run. There was nothing there, but when you're fighting for extra yards, you got to be smart with that ball, and looked like he just got a little careless with it, and they knocked it out.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling ChronoMat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers. This 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Got careless with it. That is correct. And yeah, it was the worst block play of the entire day. You had George Kittle get blown up and put on his rear end from Buda Baker, 40 pounds less than him, teed up, like absolutely embarrassed. You had Kyle Juszczyk and Trent Williams try to double team one player, absolutely owned both of them. He's the one that recovered the ball, or that forced the fumble, by the way. So you had Kyle Juszczyk and Trent Williams stop and watch this player beat a double team, punch out the ball, and both those players sat there and watched the ball and did not recover it. George Kittle actually watched it as well. And so, like, here's my issue, right? Whether we're talking about key, we kind of talked about the players that were the issue on the Brock Purdy interception that ended the game. What about that fumble? Captain Kyle Juszczyk, missed block and a loaf. Captain Trent Williams, missed block and a loaf. Captain George Kittle, blown up by somebody 40 pounds lighter than you, and then turned and go back to the huddle while the ball is still bouncing around the thing. Whether you count that as a loaf, missed assignment, both, whatever, I don't care. I kind of talked about it yesterday. It's on the captains. It's on the captains. The captains are not stepping up and doing what they're supposed to do. They're really, really not. They're not. And so whenever you talk about these key games, these key plays, you know, the interception play that ended it, Ayuk bad, Purdy bad, Brindle bad, McKivitz bad. That's a lot of bads on one play. Then you talk about the fumble to Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason bad, Trent Williams bad, George Kittle bad, Kyle Juszczyk bad. That's four plus bads on one play. You only got 11 guys out there. And whenever so much of it is about effort and intelligence, that's the issue. That's the issue. Now, let's talk about what is happening with the run game and why we're not running it. You just played the worst run defense in the NFL, and you abandoned the run game. You come out three straight passes, three and out. The biggest issue for me, and this mixes into the identity, like, who are we? Our head coach's last name is Shanahan. That carries weight. That carries with it who you are. And I think the outside zone, the play action pass, the boot, man, we're literally taking away like what we have built and how we draft players, how we draft running backs, how we draft wide receivers, how we draft tight ends, how we draft and develop. And we're just taking half of it and we're just throwing it away. Why? Because teams are doing five-man defensive line fronts against us, six-man defensive line fronts against us. That's not the defense that the Arizona Cardinals run. But when teams play us, this started with McVay back in Jimmy G days. And we're like, ah, teams are going to beat us because we can't run against 5 and 6 man fronts. Well, here's what's crazy. We can run against 5 and 6 man fronts. They did it all game. Were there some plays where it was stopped? Yes. Did you fumble on one of those plays? Yes. Guess how many fumbles Jordan Mason has lost this year? One. Guess how many interceptions Brock Purdy had this game? Twice as many. Guess how many interceptions Brock Purdy has throughout this year? Four. So people are sitting there telling me like, oh, well, you fumbled, so it didn't work. But nobody's having the same thing about like the four interceptions. Yeah, Jordan Mason put the ball on the ground twice last week. We got them both back. We scored on one of those possessions. The other one we didn't. Those were terrible plays. But you have four turnovers with Brock Purdy. Like, why is this? And this is not an anti-Purdy. Yes, he had one of his worst games by tape, by stats. Very inefficient. Terrible. And you're playing against one of the worst run teams in the NFL, and you're averaging 6 yards per carry, and you just stop. You just stop. You just stop running it. Now, we did have four rush attempts that last drive. That was awesome. 4 out of 11. They had 4 out of 9. They had 9 out of 11 when the Cardinals got the ball. Like, that's their identity. And, you know, I put up on Twitter because I'm seeing all these narratives that's just like, oh, you shouldn't run the ball because you don't run against loaded fronts. And I'm just seeing all this stuff, and I'm just like, man, I completely disagree with all these people. Because I watched the film. I'm not saying they don't watch the film. Disagreements are a good thing. Just because I disagree with you doesn't mean I hate your grandparents. I might hate your grandparents. I haven't met them yet. They might be terrible people. I'm joking. Most grandparents are pretty cool. But, like, disagreements are great. Disagreements are great. And people jumping into my mentions, blue check marks, coming at me. Oh, you're wrong. You don't understand. Bitch, please. I know I don't understand a lot of things, and I may not be a smart man, Jenny. But I know what the run game is. And it works. And it works. And it has worked. Yeah, you fumbled on one play. But nobody's saying stop passing the ball because Brock Purdy throws an interception. The interception came after the fumble play, by the way. Came before and after. So I put this poll up. And I was here. I want to just read it and state it as honestly as, I don't know. I'm just trying to be, here you go. I'll present the share screen, which is very difficult for me to do. Okay, here we go. Should the 49ers have run the ball more versus the Cardinals? I am curious to see what people think. That's how I phrased the question. The options were, yes, run the ball more. No, pass the ball more. Like, I tried to take out anything that I was trying to impose. Obviously, I think run the ball more. 86.7% said run the ball more. 13.3% said pass the ball more. Now, I just started this poll not even an hour ago. It's got 475 votes. It's still going to develop whatever else. Now, I go through and I'm like, okay, it's got, I don't know, 25 comments so far. And I'm just like, man, I'm curious what people say. And I'm just getting all kinds of just stuff like, well, loaded boxes and, you know, EPA and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, for a lot of people, and I think Kyle Shanahan might say some of this as well, that's going to dictate what you do. And that's my concern, because you're not imposing your will anymore. You can come out with the game plan. We want to run the ball. Yeah, Jordan Mason's been incredible. It's worked. It has worked. But it's not the best look, so we're going to go to something else. I'm sitting here saying, you do your worst, I'm going to run through somebody's damn face, and we're going to get yards. Go ahead. Load the box. And on Jordan Mason's biggest plays of the whole game, rush attempts were against 5 and 6 man D lines. Because once you break through, you get past that first wave, it's open. It's open. And yeah, I know some carries are going to go for 1 or 2 yards, but guess what? Some runs are going to go for 20 yards. Some runs are going to go for more. He had a 34 rush yard play. That's the longest that he had. Were a lot of them 1 and 2 yards? Yes, but you stick with it. Play action off that play action was awesome. Wish we would have done more of that. Instead, we're doing empty sets, which takes away the threat of the run. So here's my next point. Identity. Almost let it slip. Almost let it go. Play action, boot, all those things. When you're in an empty set, you lost the illusion of even a rush attempt. You just made it easier on their linebackers. When you put Kyle Juszczyk back there as your third down passing back, guess what? Any threat of the run game, gone. Half of your identity, gone. It's not who you are. Hey, George Kittle, what happens when we don't run the ball and we're one-dimensional?
And us being a one-dimensional football team isn't very good.
It's not very good. Brock Purdy, 19 of 35. 244 yards, that's good. One touchdown, two picks, two sacks, both on Purdy. 29.4 QBR, 62 passer rating. Yikes, yikes, yikes. That's awful. You're not going to win a lot of games like that. You say, oh, they're tip passes, and blah, 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 blah. Don't care, don't care. Don't care. Efficiency's not good. It's not. It's not good. Now, here's what's cool. There's two ways I want to do this, okay? Kittle talks about why we lost the game from an offensive standpoint. And when Kittle talks, I'm sorry, I know I love George Kittle. And if you watch the tape, George Kittle didn't have a great game. He did not. And I was pretty rough on him for blocks. I was rough on him for drop passes. Like, it was not a great game. But, man, when Kittle talks, I think his football IQ is way higher. Because he is the identity, in my opinion, of our offense. This multiple threat in the run game, threat in the pass game, physicality, all those things. This game probably wasn't his best game to demonstrate that. But here's what George Kittle talked about in the second half.
I'd say not scoring any points in the second half is really tough as an offense, especially when we expect ourselves to be significantly better than that. Turn the ball over three times to a very, very dangerous quarterback with a really good run game. As an offense, we really want to take the game in our hands. And we had every opportunity to blow that one out. And we didn't do that. So just very disappointed is what I would say.
That, man, the turnovers are gigantic. And so three turnovers, it's hard to win any game when you turn the ball over three times. That's difficult. Thomas knows me very well. What's up? Appreciate you, man. He says, usually before John brings the heat, he says, I love such and such player, but no love for Brindle. He's barely back. Yeah, I do not love Jake Brindle. I do not. Ed, opened up, throwing the ball, no runs. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we? Juice was good early. Juice was great early. He was bad late. And yes, Juice was not great. This was PFF scores. He was the worst player we had on the team. Not that that's like the truest indicator. Juice struggled. There ain't no doubt. Now, pass blocking, he had the highest, second highest pass blocking grade on the day next to Trent Williams. He was really good in pass protection. But you lose the threat of any type run. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm so pissed. All right. So let's do this. Let's talk identity. Let's talk who this team is. And let's try to answer these questions from what Kyle would say and what we want it to be. So start. I need y'all to start thinking because you're going to have to contribute this. Okay. Don't put this in the comments yet. But start thinking. I spent a lot of time thinking about this as I watched the offensive tape all day today. The question is simple. In kind of 3 to 5 words or less, what should the identity of the 2024 Niners be? Don't answer it now. I know some of you guys are going to answer it now. You're not following directions. That's okay. I love you. What should the identity of the 2024 49ers be moving forward? Okay. Start thinking about it. Let that gerbil run a little bit upstairs. It's going to be okay. He might get a cramp. You can send him to the locker room with Trent Williams to get an IV. He'll come back. But think about that. Now, before we jump into this, again, man, support the show. Stay with us. My bookie, baby.
You know football. You watch all the games, you know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, Doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for six straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, let's do this, okay? And we're going to bracket this conversation into three segments, all right? We're going to start with a Brock Purdy clip where he was asked about the identity. And again, we talked about this yesterday, but these things took place after our show yesterday. So shout out to Juan Salas, Eric Meiser for these clips. They are the best of the best. So we're going to start with Brock Purdy. Then we're going to play a George Kittle clip halfway through our conversation. And then once we start to wrap it up and try to figure out what we think it is, I'm going to roll with a Fred Warner, the best player on this team clip. But Fred didn't have the best game either. So that's kind of how this is going to go. So this is a 35-second clip from Brock Purdy on kind of the whole idea of what is the identity of the 2024 49ers. Now, let me just say this. This is the problem that I have. A lot of 49ers are acting like they've already won the NFC West and they're already in the playoffs. Entitlement is a disease in life, in sports, in relationships, in work. Don't care. Entitlement's like literally one of the worst things that a person could have mentally. I'm a very positive person most times. And I love everybody that I ever meet until you give me a reason not to. Entitlement is the number one thing where I'm just like, no, I don't want this. Get away from me. Now, confidence is huge. I'm a big confident guy. Got me a lot of girls back in the day. That works. Confidence works. Got me a lot of job opportunities. That's great. Entitlement's different. Entitlement's, yeah, this is going to go the way I want it to go because I deserve it. No. Confidence is this next play is going to go my way because I am going to do better than anybody else. That's confidence. Entitlement. Well, yeah, this next play is going to go the way I want it to because I've already earned it. That's entitlement. I'm sure there's a better way to explain that by somebody smart, but entitlement sucks. Now, I'm not saying that's what Brock Purdy has because I don't think he's entitled at all. I think some of the other quotes coming around the locker room, yeah, entitlement is there big time. So here we go. Let's start it off. 35 seconds, Brock Purdy. What's the identity of this team?
We've proven in the last couple of years of the standard of what we can play at. Like, that's, you know, what we're trying to get to. But, man, every year is different with just the team, the chemistry, and getting guys together. You got new keys. Some guys leave. And so I think all throughout this, it's early in the season, and we're still trying to find our true identity as a team. And we're getting there. It's a couple plays away and a couple drives away from, you know, gelling and gluing together. But I'm confident that we'll find it. We just got to get into a rhythm and play complimentary team football. Got a Thursday night game coming up, so we'll have another chance at it.
Don't know what the team's identity is at this point. That is the captain. That is the offensive quarterback. That is the MVP vote receiver last year, leading the NFL at passing. I don't think he is anymore. Whatever, fill in the blank. Brock Purdy, he is one of the drivers slash captains of this ship, whatever you want to say, whatever analogy it is. You got this guy saying, I don't know what our identity is. That's problematic. That I think it's honest. And I think with honesty and truth telling, there's vulnerability for corrected action and corrected behavior. And I think that's important. Brock Purdy embodies that, right? Yeehaw, it's always my fault, always accountability, always putting it on himself. You know, he walked through the interceptions and said, yep, this interception was my fault because of this. This interception was my fault because of this. I love it. I love it. I love it. So now this is the time that Gerbil's been running up there. Hopefully he didn't. Oh, I was about to make a Jake Moody injury joke. Injuries suck. I hate all injuries. I'm not happy that Jake Moody's injured. I'm very mad about it. And I think that actually one of the things that cost us this game. So here's my question to you. What, in your opinion, should be the 49ers identity moving forward to the 2024 team. What should be. Yeah, you want to make it long. One word, two word, three words, five words, whatever. What should be the identity of the 49ers moving forward? That's what I want to know. That's what I want you guys to answer. Because who are you? Are we a tough, grinded out team? Are we a team full of champions and the standard, and we are going to bully teams out there? Or are we just going to check out of run plays and dice you up through the air and we'll see what happens on defense and special teams? Like, are we just being led by our offense? Obviously not. They scored 13 points. Ed, P-A-I-N, pain, Clubber Lay. What's your prediction for this upcoming bout with Rocky Balboa? Pain. I love it, man. Yeah, you're right here. Benji, appreciate you. Physical run play action team. God, that's what I want our offensive identity to be. That seems simple to me. Physical run play action team. I love that. Right here. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Nah, Patel, we want you here, man. He calls us pretenders. Upset? Dude, that's fine. That's fine. right here, the Sentinel. We're preparing to compete in 2025. I like the humor. Thank you. I appreciate that. The Sentinel's football channel. I respect that. Anyway, hey, we're not calling each other's names. Y'all calm down. It's okay to be upset and disagree. That's not a bad thing. Ryan, run, and get home on defense and make sure they feel it when we hit them. Gosh, I freaking love it, man. Thomas, run 60% of the time. Could you imagine if we did that? Could you imagine if we did that? You look at the 49ers now. Here we go. Passing attempts. We have 157 pass attempts, which is about average in the NFL. You remember when, like, last year we were, like, one of the fewest pass attempts in the NFL, right? Rush attempts, 155. Oh, we're pretty close to a 50-50 split. We're not even top five in rush attempts. We're close to a 50-50, though. 155 rush attempts, 157 pass attempts. So we're right at that 50-50. I want the 60-40. I'm with you there. We want an aggressive ball-hawking defense? Yes. Oh, gosh, Dave. Complimentary football. Ah. Offense, defense, special teams all play together. Jeez, man, that would change everything. It's funny because it's the opposite, Dave. We are the, oh, special teams made a play? That means we can screw up now, right? Like, instead of let's step up and help each other, it's constantly like, oh, the offense is cooking. Defense, let's give up some long drives. Oh, the offense and defense are on the same page. Special teams, hey, what's up, guys? It's my turn. Like, it's the exact opposite of what teams are supposed to do. And, like, again, I know I said this live after the show yesterday. Watching the Vikings play football, then the 49ers, it is just antithetical way the team is set up. Sam Darnold went out and had one of the worst quarterback games I've seen in the NFL in years. And you go watch that second half. That dude was the worst quarterback, maybe of the whole week. He was the worst quarterback in the NFL this week. But his team won because they rose up and helped and did everything necessary to help a struggling quarterback. We don't do that. Defense is out. Well, just what it is, man. It's what it is. So, Bobo, balanced with the ability to adapt to situations. Ooh, I like that. Bobo, appreciate the super chat. That's a good one. Agency, you know, they're 2 to 3 weeks and losses away from shutting it down for the season. I don't think so. In today's NFL, it's a little bit different. 7 teams get in the NFC. Like, that's a lot of teams. And so, here, I want to pull this up. Let me see. This is my first time of the year looking at the NFL or NFC standings, which I can't believe it's my first time. The 49ers are 14th out of 16 teams in the NFC. because we're 0-2 in the division and 0-3 in the conference. We're the fourth. There's only 16 teams. The Rams are below us and the Panthers. But what's funny, here's what's funny, is if you go out there and win, let's say we beat Seattle by 3 points. Thank you, Ed. We're in sole first place. Like, it's so early. Yeah, it sucks. But seven teams get in. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-2, and they're the 7 seed right now. You're one game out. Now, you're in a, like, any ties, you lose. You're going to lose because of your division and NFC record. Like, we're 0-3. Oh, it's so bad. But Seattle's 0-2 in the conference. Seattle has no divisional wins. So if you beat them, you're ahead of Seattle. Then you look at the Cardinals. They're 2-2 in the conference. They're 2-0. So you would need the Cardinals to win. So any tiebreaker with the Cardinals or Rams, we lose until we beat them on the second try. But the Cardinals are 2-0. They beat the Rams. They beat us. And the Seattle Seahawks, their first conference division or first divisional game is against us. Now you go 0-3 in the conference and or 0-4 in the conference and 0-3 in the division. I don't think it's time to hang it up because, again, you get to 9-8. You're probably going to be a playoff team. But, yeah, it's bad. Ugh. Papa says, you know, it's almost like George and Brock are pointing kittles at or pointing fingers at Kyle. Am I wrong by this? Man, here, let's go to it. Let's go to the kind of Kyle on what the identity of the team is. It's a little bit longer clip. But Kittle on what the identity of the team is.
Not finding my identity. Well, the identity of the 49ers has always been that we're a hard-nosed team that's very physical. But I think it kind of goes into her question. Like, we haven't won those gritty little games yet. Like, we just haven't done that. And that's something that we need to get better at. That's something that we have to get done. And the only way to prove that is to do it on the football field on a Thursday night or on a Sunday. So we're just going to try our best to do that. The thing is, too, like, teams look like the team that you look like in September, October will be significantly different than November, December. So we just have to try to get better, take one day at a time, and get a little bit better every single day.
We've been that hard-nosed physical team. They're not that anymore. Not with Dre Greenlaw. That defense is not hard-nosed. It's not. Not with these safeties. Four really bad safeties. I don't want to talk much about defense. We'll do that tomorrow. Ed says urgency. I love that. 49er Lance. If everyone does their job, the league will give us that identity. That's the problem. We have so many blown assignments. MAs is what they call them. Missed assignments. That's the language the 49ers use. Guys missing blocks and all those things. Now, whenever it gels, great things happen. You get the huge runs. You get the huge passes. You get all that. The problem is we're letting one or two people continuously pull the 49ers down. Jake Brindle, Colton McKivitz, not too bad. This game, Debo. There were a lot of issues out there. Brock was probably the most like missed plays this game. It's on the quarterback, ultimately. Brock wasn't good. I love Brock. And it's weird. We don't criticize Brock very much on this show. And I'm sure I'm going to get some email and some hate and whatever else. That's okay. But... yeah, we'll see. Again, you can't let me just say this. Obviously, there's going to be comments in there about firing Kyle Shanahan and all that stuff. The dude's been to 4 NFC championships in 7 years. Like, that's unprecedented. Does that mean he's the best and that he doesn't deserve criticism? That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying, I'm sorry, guys. The dude built this roster. It's a good roster. You're one game below 500. Are you playing where you should be? No. Is there criticism? Yes. But, like, what are you going to do whenever you fire Kyle? Like, somebody told me, go get Bill Belichick. Are you kidding me? Have you seen what that dude has done without Tom Brady? And people are like, well, you know, you look at what Andy Reid has done. Dude, you have Andy Reid. Look at what Andy Reid did in Philadelphia. It took him 20-plus years to make it to the Super Bowl and win it, and it was only when he had the greatest quarterback in the NFL. Like, no, come on, man. I understand people are mad. I understand people pitchforks. I get all that. You cannot honestly say Like, you want to fire Kyle and replace him with whom? Like, you can't do that. And yeah, the 49ers are bad right now. Well, yes, they are. That's why we're having this show, because we don't even know who the hell they are. We don't know who they are. And that's what we're trying to figure out. Sonia, appreciate you. I said we're officially behind schedule. We've lost games we shouldn't have. We have Seahawks, Dallas, Chiefs, Bills, Tampa. We should be up right now. Yeah, schedule's not going to get kinder. We've gone through the easy part of the schedule, and we just keep freaking layups. You're not going to play a team worse than the Rams. Thankfully, we get to play them again, but we gave up a game to them. You're not going to play a team worse than the Cardinals. Yeah, you let them stick around and beat you. You got to handle your business. And it's so weird because, you know, we spend so much time, and I'll do it again this week because that's my job, detailing what these teams are and their scouting reports and all this stuff and breaking down film. It's almost to the point where it's just like, I don't give a damn what the other team does. It's up to the 49ers. It's up to Kyle Shanahan. It's up to this team to trust the scheme and the players and to make plays instead of making mistakes, instead of loafing, all those different things. That's and yeah, we're in the worst division of football right now. The NFC West isn't out of the question, but what is the first seed? First seed's gone. Can't, how many conference games do we have left? Let me see here. We're 0-3 of the conference. Okay, here's how many conference games we have left. Seattle, Cowboys, Bucks, Seattle, Packers, Bears, Rams, Lions, Cardinals. You got 10 more. You go 10-3. Now, obviously, I'm not saying the 49ers are going to run the table. So 10-3 of the conference would get you the one seed. If you want 10 more games, you'd be 12-5. So you lose the AFC games. You win all the NFC games. You can still get the one seed. I ain't betting on it. I ain't betting on it at all. Yeah, I ain't touching that one at all. Anyway, right here, Alan. You know, Purdy needs to be a better leader. Just saying it's on me. It's not. Yeah, it's not going to do it. He has to start holding individuals accountable, checking players at the door. See, I think Purdy does that. Obviously, you don't do that at the mic. That's not the place for that. But the problem is, how does Purdy do that when he's the issue? This game, Brock Purdy was the issue. This game, again, we already talked about, if you missed the early part, this was the third worst game in Brock Purdy's career as a starter. It was bad. The film, which I just spent several hours going through, was awful. I mean, he's sitting there staring at a checkdown and refusing to throw the ball, runs around for 10 seconds and gets sacked. Like, two of his interceptions, wide open players underneath, refused to do it. And I've talked in the past about how I love how greedy Brock Purdy is. No, it's costing us now. Efficient is what we need. Efficient is what we need, and we don't have that. Micah, appreciate the super chat. One, run the ball. Two, short passing attack with Debo. Three, play action. Four, get healthy, CMC. Five, Feliciano at center. Six, sign Leno Bakhtiari to swing tackle spot. Good Lord. Micah Roswell, 2024. You got my vote. That is incredible. I love this. Run the ball, short passing attack, play action, get healthy, Feliciano to center. Man, that just solves so many problems. Ugh, Micah, a human being after my own heart. Whew, I love that. Absolutely love that. Man, we got a lot of, the chat is blowing up. I love it. You guys going at it. Again, conversation, talk your trash, be respectful. We don't name call here. We don't do that. You guys have a good time. Y'all are awesome. I know both y'all. Y'all are great people. Let me say this, and maybe after this, I'll give what I think it is. Here is the great legendary Fred Warner.
It's something that is, it's a constant evolution throughout a season. You know, I don't think, I look back on all the teams that I've been a part of, and it's, I don't think you find exactly who you are until you go through hard times, and we're obviously going through the hardest time right now, and we'll see how we respond.
You know, whenever I coached, probably my go-to, like, speech or whatever after a loss, I mean, you win a lot of games, and we won a lot of games, but we didn't win them all. and you would lose games that you thought you were going to win against teams that you were better than. And sometimes it doesn't go the way you want to. And the way people respond in losses, I've always found, what's the age-old adage? Football reveals character, doesn't build it. I think it's both. I do think that it builds character. But the idea that, like, man, when you are tried and tested, and when things are down, and when things are hard, and when things are not fun, and people are criticizing you openly, that's when you figure out who the hell you are. This 49ers team, I wish I could do like the Bane impression. Victory has defeated you. Like this team has had so much success. Yeah, they haven't won the Super Bowl. I understand that. 4 championship games in 7 years. You and the Chiefs, that's it. Like, yeah, they've got 3 Super Bowls. You've got none. But you have played so much successful football. You've been the one seed. You have won the conference. You have won the division. Like, you've been great. But now, it's not even the first time that this team really has been here. You were 3-5. You were 4-5. You know, just twice the last 3 years. But this team is different. And you're going through it with different people. You have to figure out who the hell you are. Now, the 49ers have the biggest game on their schedule. And you got 3 days. It's Monday. You play Thursday. I fly out Wednesday morning. You're about to go play the biggest game left on your schedule. And for all the, 49ers suck so far. I'm with you 100%. But you win the game. You're at worst tied for first. At worst. And the conference schedules and the division schedules and the wins law, that'll work itself out. The best news for the 49ers is it's right in front of you. Who the hell are you? So far, you showed us you're not tough. You're not disciplined and you're not smart. All the mistakes, all the missed assignments, and you don't want it as bad as the other teams. The Rams wanted it more than the 49ers. The Cardinals wanted it more than the 49ers. That's half of your division. The only other team in your division you haven't played yet, you play this Thursday at their stadium. You want it more than the Seahawks. You're definitely more talented. You definitely have better coaches, not special teams. But in 2 out of 3 phases, you do. I believe that. You've got to go out there. You've got to figure out who the hell you are, and you got to punch somebody in the damn face. You got to quit being so passive that we got to check out of every damn run because we don't have the numbers, right? Bullshit. Run the damn ball. Impose your will. You are better. You're stronger. Like, gosh darn it, people like me. I was going down like the old Mad TV little thing there. But like, seriously, who are you going to be? Like this clip, 7 seconds, Kittle.
So, I mean, I think all we have to do is hold on to the football, run the ball really well, and we're going to be okay.
It's crazy that it's that simple. Stop turning the damn ball over. Run the ball. Running the ball helps all of the offense, helps the special teams, helps the defense, helps the passing game, helps the O-line, helps the quarterback, helps the wide receivers, helps everything. Helps everything. Quit being dumb. You do what you want to do. It doesn't matter how they line up sometimes. It doesn't matter how they line up sometimes. I'm not saying you got to run it into 10-man fronts. That's what I'm saying at all. But until somebody stops you, nobody stopped you yet. Nobody has stopped you yet. You look at all 5 of the 49ers game. Here we go. Week 1, 180 rush yards. Week 2, 102 rush yards. Week 3, 137 rush yards. Week 4, 148 rush yards. Week 5, 153 rush yards. The only one that's stopping you from running the ball effectively is yourselves. That's it. That's it. Impose your damn will. Get a new center and special teams coach, and we'll be okay. Love you guys. You are the best. And, man, anybody going to Seattle, man, y'all better come see us. We're going to be at the press box. If you know anybody, go and send them our way. The day before Wednesday, we'll be there at 5 to 9 p.m. And then for the tailgate, we'll be there 1 to 4, all you can eat, unlimited drinks, food, premium liquor, you name it, giveaways, trivia, competitions. Man, we're doing a bunch of stuff. It's going to be awesome. And I know we're upset. And people should be upset. They haven't put a good product out there. But we are the faithful, and we will continue to be such. You guys are awesome. Tomorrow, I will be live, but I got to do all the defensive tape first. No John and Wayne show just because it's such a short week. So I'm not sure what time I'm going to be live. I got to do 2 hours of film breakdown defensively before I go live, and then we'll do that. That's what we got. So appreciate you guys. Thank y'all so much. Ah, it's frustrating, and you should be frustrated. But it doesn't change who you are. And yeah, it's okay. The Fire Shanahan crowd, if that's what you think, man, voice your opinion. But don't let that tear you between other fans. We're not the enemy. We're not the enemy. Criticize all those things. And yeah, even if you're one of those Fire Shanahan people, you be you. Don't let that tear up relationship with other fans, especially 49ers fans. Man, save that stuff for the Seahawks. Anyway, appreciate you guys. Till next time. Stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.